The same Hindu, he explained the spiritual development of of a man in three steps, which was previously explained by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in Islamic philosophy. That is, nafsa mara and
just a minute. When this challenge was thrown to every religion at the time that Islamic usul of philosophy was written, the teachings of the philosophy of Islam, Hindus were represented, the Buddhists were represented, major sects of Hindus were represented, major sects of Muslims were represented, Sikhs were represented, and they were told to discuss the philosophy on these subjects of their respective religions with reference to their books. None of them even remotely mentioned these things which now that Hindu scholar is quoting. And they were completely out of mark, away from the mark. And it was such hocus-pocus they were describing that people were all fed up during listening to their speeches. Ultimately, when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's lecture was read out by Maulana Abdul Karim Sahib, according to the annals or written records, it was in complete pin drop silence that the lecture was heard. It was completely new to everyone. Yet the entire philosophy was based on the foundations of the Holy Quran and on the explanations of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not a single word was mentioned which had no roots in the Holy Quran, and it's still for anybody to examine, still present. So the time of the lecture was finished. The president of that session permitted it to be read on. And it was read on, yet in the permitted time it could not be finished. So the next speaker, voluntarily gave up his time and said, take my time, because as compared to what I have to say, this is what you must listen to. That is nothing with what I have to say. This is so important and so interesting that we want to lose it. So that time was also exhausted. So everybody unanimously said that we add one more day to the Jalsa days, and this lecture must be permitted to finish. This is the quality and class of the lecture of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and a prophecy was made in advance about it. And it was made publicly known to everybody that this lecture is going to be the first and the very best and the top one and the unique one. Mazmoon, ye mazmoon sabse bala raha. In every respect, it will be completely beyond the reach of anybody else. And this was exactly what happened despite all the hostility from all these sides. So now if somebody begins to borrow something or steal something from this, how can he claim that this is the teaching of his own religion? He has no right to it.